谢主啊，我们今天能够有机会跟大家一起来分享啊这个福音。
Thank the Lord that we have the opportunity to share with you the gospel today.
啊，我也是以一个罪人的身份来跟大家来分享这个福音。
Today I'm also sharing with you in regards to this gospel as a sinner.
啊，我想问一下在座的啊，到目前为止，如果还没有接受主耶稣啊作为你个人生命救主的。麻烦请举下手好吗
？So, are there anyone if you have not received Christ as your Savior? Can you please raise your hand?
好，感谢主啊！如果你是第一次来参加这样的聚会啊，如果也第一次来听这样信息的，也麻烦你举下手好吗
？And if it's also the first time that you're hearing such a message, can you please raise your hand?
OK, 好，感谢主。好，那我们还是在分享之前有一些祷告。
So before we start, let us bow our head for a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
那我们有这样的机会，能够和朋友们一起来分享主你的福音。
That we have the opportunity to share with our friends your gospel.
分享这天国的福音。
And to share the gospel of the heavenly kingdom.
啊，我们求主你自己来向朋友们来说话。
Lord, we ask that you speak to our friends yourself.
将你天上的话语啊，能够倾倒下来。
And may your heavenly words come down upon us.
主啊，你的话也是有能力的。
And for your words are powerful.
愿你的话能够进入朋友们的心中。
And for your words can pierce our hearts.
要做人所不能做的工作。
And can accomplish what man cannot accomplish.
主，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to you.
啊，你也愿意叫万人得救，都能够明白真道。
For you desire all to be saved and all to come to know the truth.
福音也本是你大能。
And for the gospel is your great power.
要救一切相信的。
That is to save all those who believe.
主，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to you.
也把讲的、翻译的、听的都交在你的手中。
And we give the speaker, the translator, and all who listens into your hands.
求主给讲的、翻译的加添力量。
Lord, may you give he who speaks and translates strength.
使我们里边也能够刚强起来。
So that we can be strengthened within.
谢谢主。
Lord, thank you, Lord.
我们无依无靠的再次把我们自己都交在你的手中。
We depend on no other but you and we give ourselves into your hands.
求主与我们同在。
May you be with us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In our Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 好啊，那我们先分享，我们先读几句圣经。
So before we start, let us read several passages from the Bible.
马太福音第三章第二节。
So first is Matthew chapter 3 verse 2.
这题目上都有啊，那是天国近了，你们应当悔改。
It says, repent you for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
第二处是在马可福音第一章第十五节。
The second is in Mark chapter 1 verse 15.
说日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。
And saying the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand, repent you and believe in the gospel.
所以我们刚才看到这两节圣经里边，有一个字是经常出现两次。
So we see here a word that's been repeated twice.
就是悔改。
And that is repent.
悔改就是指我们的心思，一个人的心思要被改变，要转向神。
And to repent means that to change our heart towards Him and to turn towards God.
然后第二节圣经里边还有讲到那个福音，要信福音。
And the second is to believe in the gospel.
我们今天请大家来就是要来听福音的。
So we invite everyone to be here to listen to hear the gospel.
通常我们说的福音就是一个好消息。
We often when we refer to the gospel is good news.
就是我们希望跟朋友们能够一起来分享这个好消息。
And it is that we desire to share with our friends this good news.
但是圣经里边知道这个好消息呢，是指一个人。
And the Bible, when it speaks of this good news, is referring to one individual.
是指耶稣基督。
And it's referring to Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们再看一处圣经，在罗马书第一章的二到四节。
And let's also take a look at Romans chapter 1, verse 2 to 4.
说这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的，论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，按圣善的灵说因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
Which he promised before through his prophets the holy scriptures concerning his son who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, who was declared to be the son of God with power according to the spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead and even Jesus Christ our Lord.
所以这边讲到那个福音呢，应该是指一个人。这个人有一个特性，就是他从死里复活，他是神的儿子。
So this gospel refers to this one person who is the Son of God who was resurrected from the dead.
啊，那我们后面会再讲到这个人。
So we will continue on later on. We will come back to this.
所以我们先讲悔改。
So let's talk first about repentance.
啊，讲到悔改，我们通常中国人常常会说认罪悔改。
So we often speak of repenting of our sins.
所以圣经里边也告诉我们，在马太福音的第三章第六节。
So in Matthew chapter 3 verse 6, the Bible also tells us this.
啊，圣经说是承认他们的罪，在约旦河里受他的洗。
And they were baptized of him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins.
在路加福音第五章三十二节。
And Luke chapter 5 verse 32.
主耶稣说：“我来本不是招义人悔改，乃是招罪人悔改。”
And our Lord Jesus says, "I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners for repentance."
所以圣经里讲的跟我们啊，我们如果没有了解主耶稣之前，我们所说的认罪悔改啊，是不是有非常相近的意思
？So the even before we come to know him, the concept of repentance is very close.
所以他是说要叫罪人悔改。
And it speaks of the sinner to repentance.
但是我们如果没有认识主之前，我们都是认为我们是好人。
So before we come to know him, we all feel that we are good individuals.
所以在我们的印象当中，只有好人和坏人的区别。
So in our conceptually, there's only good and bad.
没有罪人的这种概念。
There's no concept of a sinner.
因为我们中国人所认为罪，我们通常是那个英文是叫 crime。
So when we speak of the sin in the Chinese culture, we refer to there are crimes.
然后是说什么罪犯
？They're referring to criminals.
罪犯是 criminal. 这个因为我们中国人认为的罪是法律上，我们如果没有犯法，我们就不是罪人，我们不是罪犯。
So normally we conceptualize thinking that sins are only referred to crimes against society, and if we're not defined as a criminal, then we're not a sinner.
所以如果你说我是罪人，我怎么可能是罪人
？So when you say that I am a sinner, how can I possibly be a sinner?
我没有被关到监牢里面去，我没有从来没有被任何定过罪，我怎么可能是罪人
？I've never been in prison, nor have I been convicted of any crime. How can I possibly be a sinner?
但是这是中文和英文上的一个区别。
But this is the difference between Chinese and English.
所以我们信主的人说那个罪呢，英文里面是一个不同的词。
So in English, when we refer to sin, it's in English is a different word.
英文是说 sin. 然后如果我们所说的罪人呢是叫 sinner. 所以跟我们中文所理解的罪人是完全两个不同的词。
So it's different from the concept of being a criminal versus being a sinner.
但是中文里边只有一个词，所以不论你是罪犯，被关在监狱的罪犯，还是像我们。这样没有被关罪的罪犯都是一个罪人，都是我们身上都是有罪。
But in the Chinese, there's only one single word for breaking the law. It's the same word.
所以我们可能对中国来说，讲到罪的话，要我们承认自己是罪人，可能会比较难接受。
So for the Chinese, it's somewhat difficult to accept or acknowledge ourselves as sinners.
所以如果我们懂英文的话，就知道这两个不同的概念。然后呢，这个英文里边所指的这个 sin 啊，所指的这个罪呢，比我们所通常认为的这个 crime 含义要高得多。
So the sin refers to in the Bible is different. It's much more higher. It's much more broader than just being a crime. That's
而且这是在世界上的律法里边，法律里边是找不到的。
And this is not something that you can find in a law.
那我们所说的这个基督徒所说的罪。它到底是什么意思呢？是怎么样来的呢
？So what is the meaning of the sin that's referred to by the Christians？
啊，我们所说的这个 sin， 这个罪呢，它原来的意思就是说没有射中目标，没有射中那个靶心。
So the meaning of sin is that it's to miss the mark。
就是箭射歪了，没有射到那个中心点，所以离开这一切这个目标的，都是叫在神眼中都是称为 sin， 都是罪。
So in essentially if you're shooting an arrow and you miss the bullseye, then anything that misses the bullseye is essentially sin in the eyes of God.
所以没有达到神的标准。 在神眼中就是 sin， 就是罪。
So anything that has not reached God's standard is basic sin.
所以神还是有神的标准，就是律法，他颁布的律法。
And God's standard, he judges according to His law.
这个不是世界上的法律。
And it is not the law that we live under in society.
所以圣经的约翰一书第三章第四节。
So in 1 John chapter 3 verse 4.
他就给罪有一个比较完整的定义。
So in here he gives a better definition of what sin is.
这个约翰一书第三章第四节说，凡犯罪的就是违背律法，违背律法的就是罪。
Everyone that does sin does also lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness.
所以这边看到的是，他这边讲的是律法，跟我们所认为的法律是两个不同的概念。
So there's also the concept of law here, and that is also different from our concept of social or societal law.
所以离开神的这个律法的，在神眼中都是罪。
So this law speaking here of is speaking referring to God's law, and anything that departs from the law of God is sin.
那这个罪是怎么来的呢？
But how does this sin come about?
因为神创造人的时候，他给了我们人有自由的意志。
So when God created man, He gave man the freedom of will.
我们可以选择。
We can choose.
但是我们那个时候神造了亚当和夏娃。
And at that time, God created Adam and Eve.
他们成为人的始祖。
And they became the ancestors of all mankind.
但是他们选择呢？他们选择听了蛇的引诱。
But they listened to the A temptation of the serpent.
没有听人的话，神的话。
And they did not heed God's word.
所以因着人的这个悖逆，因着亚当夏娃的悖逆，就犯了罪，罪就进入到这个人的里面。
And because of the disobedience of Adam and Eve, sin entered into man.
而且这个罪是一代代延续下去。
And this sin became continued from generation to generation.
所以罗马书第五章第十九节。
So in Romans chapter 5, verse 19.
他说：“因一人的悖逆，众人成为罪人。”
For as through the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners.
罗马书的第三章的二十三节。
And Romans chapter 3:23.
说世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
所以我们刚才说这个罪是因着亚当夏娃的悖逆进入到人的里面，而且。
As we stated, that it's because of Adam's disobedience that sin entered into man.
而且这罪是一代代延续下去。
And the sin continued from generation to generation.
所以在诗篇的五十一章第五节。
So in Psalm 51, verse 15.
第五节 ，verse five.
Verse five.
说我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me.
所以是因为人有犯罪的天性，所以在外面才有这个罪的表现。
Because we're born into sin or iniquity, and therefore we continue to live in sin.
所以可能讲到现在，可能朋友们对这个罪还是只是一个概念上的。
Perhaps towards friends, sin is still very unfamiliar concept.
那我们就看一下罪的具体的表现是什么呢
？So let's take a look at what is the expression of sin.
在罗马书第一章的二十八到三十二节。
Romans chapter 1:28-32.
这边就讲了很多的具体罪的具体的那个表现。
Here speaks something speaks more of the reality of sin.
他说他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存邪僻的心，行那些不合理的事，装满了各样不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒，满心是嫉妒。凶杀、争竞、诡诈、毒恨，又是忏悔的，背后说人的，怨恨神的，侮慢人的，狂傲的，自夸的，捏造恶事的，违背父母的，无知的，被约的，无亲情的，不怜悯人的。他们虽知道神判定行这样事的人是当死的，然而他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。
And even as they refused to have God in their knowledge, God gave them up unto a reprobate mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, hateful to God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, unmerciful, who, knowing the ordinance of God, that they that practice such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but also consent with them that practice them.
就像这个二十九节里边讲到啊，有贪婪。
And verse 29 speaks of covetousness.
贪婪就是贪心。
And it's to covet.
后面又讲到嫉妒。
And it also speaks of envy.
还有三十节里边讲到那个狂傲的。
And verse 30 speaks of being haughty or boastful.
狂傲就是骄傲。
And to be prideful.
同样在二十九节里边讲到那个争竞。
And verse 29 speaks of malignity.
还有苦毒毒恨。
Deceit and malignity.
苦毒毒恨也就是我们里面有这个不舒服，或者是有这个有脏的东西在我们里面。
Or bitterness within ourselves, or filthiness inside.
所以如果我们里面有这些在我们里面，我们外面表现出来就常常会有骂人，还有说谎，有时候也会发脾气。
So the expression of these things, we often criticize others or have a bad temper or these are our expressions.
所以这罗马书第一章里面讲到这些东西啊，都是罪。
So that which was spoken here in Romans, they're all sin.
都是罪的表现。
They're all expressions of sin.
而且这个是在世界的法律里面是找不到的。
And these are things that are not referred to by any law.
而且在以弗所书第二章第三节里边。
Ephesians, also in Ephesians chapter 2, verse
3. 那个里边讲到我们人是以自己为中心的。
There speaks of us living, are being very focused on ourselves, self-centered.
他说我们从前也都在他们中间，放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
Among whom we also all once lived in the lust of our flesh, and doing the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest.
这里面讲到那个私欲。
Here is, speaks of the desires of the flesh.
还有我们都是按照我们自己所认为好的我们去做的。
We all live according to what we feel is good.
所以人因为有罪，所以就是以自己为中心的。
And because man has sin, we are very self-centered.
就是自私。
We're also selfish.
那这个呢，我想从小孩子身上我们最容易看到。
And this is something that we can easily see in children.
如果家里有小孩子的，孩子生下来怎么样？他第一件事会的事情是抓。
And if you have young children, the first thing that a baby does is to grab.
他不会给。
He doesn't know what it means to give.
要给的话要去教他。
And in order for them to understand giving, you have to teach them.
而且如果家里边有两个以上孩子的。
And if you have more than two children at home,
那两个孩子会抢玩具。
And they will fight over their toys.
这个是天生的。
This is something that's very natural.
没有人会去教他们。
That's not something that needs to be taught.
所以这个从这个小孩子身上可以看出，我们人都是以自己为中心的。
So even from children, we can see that we're very self-centered.
小孩是这样，大人也是一样。
It's likewise also for adults.
我们的家庭生活，我们的夫妻生活，处处表现出来。如果我们这个生活当中有矛盾的话。
So whether it is in our family life between husband and wife or otherwise, when there's a conflict.
不管是什么样的情况，我们的指头总是指向别人，不会说我自己有错。
No matter what the circumstances, our finger is always pointed towards the other person.
就算是我们有错，我们也不会承认的。
And it's regardless whether or not we're the ones who's been wrong.
所以这就是我们人的本性。
So this is our natural self.
我们都是以自己为中心的。
We are all very self-centered.
而且呢，这些表现。其实都是从我们心里边发出。
And these are expressions that that's expressed from the depth of our heart.
我们首先是我们心里边有这些念头，不好的念头出来，我们才外面才有这种表现。
We have these thoughts, and it is following these thoughts that we express.
所以主耶稣他看我们的心看得非常清楚。
Our Lord Jesus, he can see our heart very clearly.
在马可福音的第七章二十一到二十三节。
In Mark chapter 7, 21-23.
耶稣说，因为从里面，就是从人心里发出恶念、苟合、偷盗、凶杀、奸淫、贪婪、邪恶、诡诈、淫荡、嫉妒、谤毒、骄傲、狂妄，这一切的恶都是从里面出来，且能污秽人。
For from within, out of the hearts of men, evil thoughts proceed, fornication, thefts, murders, adulteries, covetings, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, railing, pride, foolishness, all these evil things proceed from within and defile the man. For God knows our heart.
He can see
through the expression of sin to see that the wickedness is in our heart.
但有的时候呢, 有些罪, 我们有些罪 是很明显的表现在外面。
A lot of our sins are easily visible outwardly.
有些罪呢, 是在我们里面, 在我们心里边犯罪, 但是外面并没有表现出来。
But some sins are inwardly, and there are no outward expressions. It's difficult to see.
有的时候贪心呢, 是在我们心里边贪。
So covetousness is that something that's within our heart.
嫉妒和骄傲, 有时候也是在我们心里。
Envy and pride, that those are also in our hearts.
有的时候没有表现出来呢, 别人不知道。
Sometimes, oftentimes, we do not express those frequently, and others will not know.
但是只有神和我们自己知道。
But only God and ourselves we know.
就像那个淫念,
or adulteries.
在马太福音的第5章28节。
In Matthew chapter 5, verse 8.
Verse 28节,
But I say unto you that everyone that looks at a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart.
这个就是说我们男生看到漂亮女生,
That's when you see someone who's attractive.
我们里边就会有, 有的时候就会有一些不好的念头。
And when you lust after that person,
这就是淫念在我们里面。
And these are lustful desires in us.
所以有的时候是在我们心里面, 我们并没有表现出来, 别人并不知道。
That's not something that we express or convey to others, but it is not something others would know.
所以我想我刚才分享这么多罪的表现, 平心而论, 其实我们每个人都有。
So after having gone through a lot of sins, I think these things are things that we have in our
谁能说我们与这些罪没有关系, 不沾边呢?
Who can possibly say that he is not a sinner or he doesn't partake in any sins?
而且这个 sin, 这个罪的表现, 有的时候是根据环境变化而变化。
And sin also changes according to our circumstance.
在一些环境下呢, 这个罪不一定表现出来, 但是如果环境变了,
And oftentimes sins are not normally visible in one circumstance, but also become very visible in other cases.
我记得我原来还没有信主的时候, 也在美国做学生。
I remember before I came to know the Lord, I was a student at that time.
有一次去坐那个地铁。
So one time I was riding the subway.
然后地铁呢, 到一个站以后, 突然间因为什么缘故, 取消了。
So for some reason the subway stopped at a station and didn't go any forward.
就那一站呢, 所有的地铁都到此为止, 所有车上人都必须下来。
And so all the passengers had to disembark from the train.
那就人越来越多, 因为后面的地铁都一直开到这一站。
So there were some issues with the subway and then so there were more and more people on the station.
但不能再往前了。
And but the train just stopped there, didn't go any further.
然后大家都下来就在等。
And so everyone got off the train and was waiting.
我也不知道发生什么事情, 也不知道会有怎么样情况。
I don't know what was happening, nor what the situation was.
然后从大陆来的, 朋友们都知道, 在国内, 如果遇到这种情况, 如果上公车的话, 那就是大陆, 大家都是抢的, 拼命的, 对不对?
So we know that in China, if this situation happened, or if you're just trying to get onto the bus, everyone would try to squeeze in and push each other.
至少在我原来出国之前, 在中国, 坐公车你是不抢的时候肯定是没有位置的,
so
肯定是上不去的。
This is before when I remember back in China, that if you don't push very hard, there's no seat for you. You cannot get on the bus.
现在可能情况有些改善。
Perhaps it's a little bit better nowadays.
像美国大家就完全另外一种情况, 对不对? 都是很有秩序, 如果有车来, 大家都要排队, 慢慢的一个一个上去。
But in America, it's very orderly, so everyone would get online, and people would get on to the train one by one.
但是那一次呢, 人越来越多, 在那个地铁站, 也没有任何车过来, 大家都等了很, 等了一段时间以后, 就有点开始不耐烦了。
So that time it was there were no train coming and there were more and more people on the platform, so people started to get very impatient.
然后过了一会儿, 后来, 那个地铁站工作人员说, 我们现在因为地铁有问题, 所以没有办法再往前, 但是我们会调几辆 bus过来, 公车过来, 大家可以坐着公车, 要去给, 去一些特定的目的地。
So then the announcer basically So that because there's a problem with the subway, we're rerouting some buses over so you can take the bus to get to your destination.
所以后来来了几辆巴士，但是很少，人很多。
There were very few buses, but there were a lot of people.
大家都等不，都已经等了一会儿，都已经不耐烦了。
And people are also already very impatient. They've been waiting for a long time.
然后这个时候，工作人员说大家可以上巴士了。他一宣布，所有人都开始拼命的抢了。
And at that moment, when they said, okay, when they opened the door and you can get on the bus, and people started rushing in.
我也不例外。
And I was the same.
都怕赶不上。
We're all afraid that we cannot get on the bus, and there was only a few buses and so many people.
那时候抢的情况跟国内几乎是一模一样的。
And at that time, the situation was just like back in China.
所以看见我们这个罪人这个表现，在那个平常情况下，你看美国人都是很好，都彬彬有礼啊，上座还让你排队，还让你坐让座位。但到那个情况下，所有人都是一样的。
But you can see clearly that even in such a country as this, when the circumstance changes, that when people are under pressure and people are rushing.
但是当然就是我们人有犯罪的天性，但不是说我们每时每刻都是在犯罪。
Although we all have a sinful nature, but does not mean every single moment of our life we're sinning.
或者说我们每个人都犯一切罪。
Nor it doesn't mean that we do all this. We sin all the sins described here.
我们人有时候也有好的表现，也有善行。
We also have the expression of goodness.
像见义勇为啦，助人为乐啦，拾金不昧啦。
So oftentimes sometimes we desire to help others or help those who are less fortunate.
所以我们每个人身上都混合着善和恶，都混合着好和坏。
There's a lot of mixtures of good and bad in us.
只是善和恶的这个程度，还有。表现形式都不一样。
It is only a matter of the balance of good and evil and the expression of good and evil that's different in us.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
在传道书七章二十节。
In Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 20.
他说：“时常行善而不犯罪的义人，世上实在没有。”
Surely there is not a righteous man upon earth that does good and sinneth not.
所以神看我们人本质是看得非常清楚的。
God clearly can see our natural self.
我们有时候表现得很好。
Oftentimes we are put on this very good expression.
在人看来我们都是好人。
We put on this very good front, and so everyone thinks we're good individuals.
在神是看我们内心，看我们知道我们的本质。
But God looks into the depth of our heart.
知道我们本质是什么样的人。
He looks at our character and to see who we are.
所以我们刚才讲了那么多罪，讲了罪的表现。但是它的根本的原因是因为罪有那个能力。
But the very core of it is because sin has its power.
罪在我们身上有非常大的能力。
Sin has tremendous power in our lives.
我们靠自己是没有办法脱离这个罪。
It is impossible for us by ourselves to try to escape from sin.
我们没有办法胜过这个罪。
We cannot overcome sin by ourselves.
我们没有办法救我们自己。
We cannot save ourselves.
圣经里有句话在罗马书第七章的十八节。
In Romans chapter 7 verse 18 says this.
他说立志为善由的我，只是行出来由不得我。
It says that that for I know that in me that is in my flesh dwelleth no good thing, for to will is present with me, but to do that which is good is not.
我想我们曾经都有这个立志做好事的这种经历。
We all probably have experiences where we did something good.
我们可能做学生的，我们要立志要把书读好。
For example, we made a promise to ourselves we need to study well.
好，我们如果是儿女的话，我们也立志要在家里要能够顺服父母。
If we're we're children, then sorry, if we perhaps want desire to obey our parents at home.
可是我们可能做妻子的也想在家里要立志要顺服自己的丈夫。
As wife, perhaps we desire to obey our husband.
但是我想很多时候我们常常是有这样的心，但是我们自己却做不到。
Oftentimes we have the desire, but this is not something we can do.
就像吸烟喝酒如果我们自己有想戒，但是却还戒不掉。
So, or for example, if we smoke or drink, and that's something we want to quit, but we cannot.
吸烟喝酒就是有时候我们想。去靠自己的灵去戒，但是无论如何还是脱不了这个东西。
Perhaps sometimes, smoking and alcohol has a tremendous impact on our life, and we want to quit, oftentimes very difficult.
所以我们人没有那个不犯罪的自由。
So man does not have the freedom to not sin.
啊，我们有的时候想去试试不犯罪，却越能发现这个罪的能力。
Oftentimes we desire to not sin, but often we find and come to realize the power of sin.
有时候越是不想犯罪呢，却越是犯罪。
Oftentimes the harder we try not to sin, the more we sin.
所以罪的能力是非常大的。
So we can see that the power of sin is tremendous.
我们要做好事却是非常难的。
And oftentimes we did want to desire to do good, it is also very difficult.
举一个例子。
For example.
一千年之前在国内有一个球星他出轨。
So several years ago, there was a soccer player who cheated on his wife.
他其实应该是打羽毛球的。
Badminton.
他在自己出轨之前，一千年之前，他拍摄了一个反腐的公益广告。
So before this happened, he was plastered all over the advertising.
他这广告里面怎么说呢
？And what is his advertisement?
他说：“对我们来说，每打出一个球，眼睛始终要盯着那个底线。”在人生赛场上也是需要盯住这个底线。
So basically says every time before we even launch the ball, our eyes is focused on the line, but in our life we also need to be focused on the line.
球出界了，丢掉一分还可以拼回来，但做人做事如果越过了底线，失去的也许永远无法挽回。
So when the ball goes out of bound, you can still come back.But in life, when you go out of bound, that's not something you can come back from.
我想他就是说得非常清楚。
I think he said it very clearly.
他就是觉得自己是可以的。
So he felt that he was okay, he was good.
但是不幸的是，人靠自己根本守不住这个所谓的底线。
So unfortunate for him, man cannot help but, you know, to keep ourselves in bound.
他就是在他太太怀孕的时候就出轨了。
So it was during his wife's pregnancy that he cheated on him.
他就是过了那个底线。
And obviously he crossed the line.
我想不是因为他不好，不是他就好像更不好。
It is not that he is worse than others.
那是因为我们每个人都是一样，我们在试探面前，我们都没有办法经受住那个试探。
We're all the same. In front of temptation, we are all the same.
所以在罪面前，人人都是平等的。
Then, therefore, before sin, all are equal.
我们都是罪人，我不会比任何一个罪人更好。
We're all sinners, and I am not better than any other sinner.
但是我们可能面对的那些试探，我们每一个人被这个罪的捆绑，可能各不相同。
And perhaps our temptations are different. Perhaps the sins that we're challenged by are different.
有的人呢是被金钱捆绑。
Some people are bounded by money.
有的被名望捆绑。
Some people desire fame.
有的也被事业捆绑。
Some people are confined or slave to their careers.
我们有些会被美色捆绑。
And some are slaves to their desires.
但是我们有一点就是我们靠自己没有办法胜过这些捆绑，胜过这些罪。
But if we want to overcome these by ourselves, it is not possible.
就拿发脾气来说。
For example, if we you know, I get angry.
我们哪一个人能够控制我们自己的脾气，不发脾气
？Having anger, which one of us? Can control us also not be angry.
我们常常有的时候靠自己的意志力会憋。
Oftentimes we want to use our willpower to repress it.
一则呢，我们憋到后面，我们自己会憋出病来。
Oftentimes we repress it for so long that it becomes detrimental to our health.
然后另外一方面，憋到后面憋不住了，大爆发。
Or we repress it so long that at one point we just blow up.
我想我们这个都有这样的经历。
I think we all had this similar experience.
我自己就是这样。
I'm it's the same for me.
有人说我是脾气很好。
Oftentimes, many people say that I have very good temper.
但是我自己知道我的脾气是有限的。
But I know that my temper has.
到一定情况下就会大爆发。
And then there under certain circumstances.
靠我自己是没有任何的办法。
Sorry.
靠我自己是没有任何的办法。
It's not possible to deal with it by myself.
所以圣经里面讲得非常清楚。
So the Bible is very clear on this.
我们每一个人的罪，我们犯罪呢，还是有这个后果。
That when we sin, there is a consequence.
在罗马书第六章的二十三节。
In Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
讲到那个罪的工价就是死。
That it speaks of that the wages of sin is death.
就是罪的结果。
That it is the consequence of sin.
其实罪的结果就是得罪人。得罪人也害了我们自己。
So not only do we wrong others when we sin, but we also it's also bad for ourselves.
我们发脾气了，我们会跟别人的关系就受到影响。
When we're angry towards others, our relationships are impacted.
我们自己里边身体上也会受到伤害。
And physically, we probably are harmed by the stress.
所以圣经里边有在加拉太书的第五章第八节讲得非常清楚。
In Galatians chapter
加拉太书第六章第八节
verse 8 says this.
他说：“顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲受败坏。”
For he that sows unto his own flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption.
所以这个我们犯罪，我们有时候都不知道这个罪的后果是多么厉害。
Oftentimes we don't know how significant the consequence of sin is.
我们自己也没有办法。实在没有办法胜过这个罪在我们身上的权势。
Nor are we are also powerless before sin.
那怎么办呢？
Then therefore, what do we do?
我们活在世上就没有任何的盼望了吗？
Are we hopeless on this earth?
但就是我们刚才读的第二句圣经里边，耶稣基督他可以来拯救我们。
And that is the second part of what we read in the beginning, that Jesus, he can save us.
他就是要来寻找拯救着我们这些世上的人。
He came to seek out all those who are lost.
我们讲了前面那么多罪，但是耶稣来，他不是要定我们的罪。
And before we spoke of all these sins, but when Jesus came, he does not come to condemn us.
他也不是恨我们。
He's not here to, nor does he hate us.
他反过来，他是爱我们这些罪人。
But he loves us as sinners.
他要拯救我们。
He desires to save us.
是他自己愿意来救我们。
He has willingly come to save us.
也是他自己亲自来救我们。
And he also personally comes.
他知道我们在这个罪里边，我们没有任何的办法。
He knows that within us we are powerless before sin.
所以在圣经的约翰福音第三章十六十七节。
So in John chapter Gospel John chapter 3 verse 16 and 17.
这两节很多弟兄姐妹都非常的熟悉。他说：“神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。”叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生，因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have eternal life. For God sent not the son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him.
因为耶稣他没有罪，
Because Jesus has no sin.
他就可以除去我们的罪。
He is able to take away our sin.
圣经里边其他地方也说到，神的羔羊要除去世人罪孽。
And the Bible tells us that the Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world.
在约翰一书的第三章第五节。
In 1 John chapter 3 verse 5.
他说：“你们知道主曾显现，是要除掉人的罪，在他并没有罪。”
And you know that he was manifested to take away sins, and in him is no sin.
我们再看一处圣经当中讲了一个故事。
Look at a story in the Bible.
约翰福音第八章三到十一节。
John Gospel John chapter 8:3-11.
这边讲到一个行淫的妇人。
Here speaks of a woman, adulteress.
这个文士和法利赛人带着一个行淫时被拿的妇人来，叫她站在当中，就对耶稣说：“夫子，这妇人是正行淫之时被拿的。摩西在律法上吩咐我们。”把这样的妇人用石头打死，你说该把他怎么样呢？他们说这话乃试探耶稣，要得着告他的权柄、把柄。
And the scribes and the Pharisees bring a woman taken in adultery, and having set her in the midst, they said unto him, Teacher, this woman has been taken in adultery in the very act. Now in the law Moses commanded us to stone such. What then sayest thou of her?
耶稣却弯着腰，用指头在地上画刺。他们还是不住地问他，耶稣就直起腰来对他们说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。于是又弯着腰用指头在地上画字。
And they said trying him that they might have whereof to accuse him, but Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground. But when they continued asking him, he lifted him up himselfAnd said unto him, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast the stone at her. And again he stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground.
他们听见这话，就从老到少，一个一个的都出去了，只剩下耶稣一人。 还有那妇人仍然站在当中。耶稣就直起腰来对他说，妇人，那些人在哪里呢？没有人定你的罪吗？他说，主啊，没有。耶稣说，我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
And they, when they heard it, went out one by one, beginning from the eldest even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman where she was in the midst. And Jesus lifted up himself and said unto her, Woman, where are they? And did no man condemn thee? And she said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said, Neither do I condemn thee. Go thy way. From henceforth, sin no more.
本来是一群人要定一个人的罪。
So a group of individuals wanted to condemn this woman.
但是主耶稣的判断非常的奇妙。
But Jesus, his judgment was very amazing.
你们中间，我们中间哪一个人是没有罪的？
His response was amazing in that he said, "Which one of you has no sin?"
就可以先打这个妇人。
That he is without sin can cast the first stone.
这时候圣灵就光照那些人。
And the Holy Spirit shone upon these individuals.
从老的到少的，一个个都出去了。
And from the oldest till the youngest, they all left.
只剩下那个妇人。
Only till the woman is.
所以就说明每一个人都是有罪。
And therefore, it means that every one of them has sin.
但是主没有犯罪。
But Jesus has no sin.
他有资格定罪。
He is fully able to condemn.
但他却没有定罪。
But he did not condemn her.
所以这个妇人也悔改了。他说：“主啊，没有人定我的罪。”
And she says, "Lord, that no one has condemned me."
主耶稣能够救我们，主耶稣不定我们的罪，还是要把我们从罪的当中拯救出来。
Jesus came to save us. He did not come to condemn us.
所以主耶稣是在十字架上。他担当我们众人的罪，
and therefore he hung on the cross to for our sins.
他代替我们死，
he died for us.
也代替我们受了那个罪的刑罚，
and he also suffered the consequence of the condemnation. He was condemned for our sins.
他流出的血把我们一切的罪都洗净了，
and his blood was shed and cleansed us of our sins.
他也把他那个无罪的生命赐给我们，
and in the end he gave us his sinless life.
我们信主的人。有那个复活的生命在我们里面。
All those who trust in Him has His life in them.
这个生命是活的。
And this life is living.
他会跟我们说话。
He will speak to us.
然后让我们里面没有那个犯罪的念头。
He will help us overcome sin.
所以外面也没有那个犯罪的行为。
And so that we will no longer be bound, nor do we have our treasures of sin.
所以如果我们接受主，啊，得到那个主的生命，我们就能够胜过这个罪的能力。
If we receive Him, we will.He will give us the strength to overcome sin.
我想啊，我们人生啊有两大难题。
So there's two challenges in life.
一个是罪，我们自己没有办法胜过。
One is sin that we cannot overcome.
还有一个就是死。
And the second is death.
啊，人人都有一死。
For all will die.
没有人能够越过那个死亡的一关。
No one can ever get past.
啊，只是时间的远近问题。早晚的问题。
This is a matter of time, so whether it's near or far.
所以可能啊，年轻人可能认为这个死亡离我们还很远。
Perhaps if you're young, you'll feel that death is very far from you.
但其实生命是很脆弱的。
But life is very fragile.
很多时候死亡是会在意想不到的时候骤然来到。
Oftentimes, death comes upon us very unexpectedly.
现在不是有世界杯吗？
Right now we have the World Cup.
世界杯里边有什么突然死亡法？
There's a sudden death in the World Cup.
我们现在活在世上，常常会听到有那个啊，有的时候就是因为意外或者是疾病啊，很多年轻的就会遇到这个死亡的情况。
Today we often hear a lot about accidents or illnesses that just come very quickly.
所以雅各书第四章第十四节里边讲到，
四章十四节。James 4:14 says this.
说你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
What is your life? For you are a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away.
所以死亡是我们没有办法回避的一个问题。
Death is not something that we can answer.
所以死了死了，一死百了。
When you die, you die, and when you die, that is the end.
任何事情到死亡都是为止了。
Everything ends at death.
我们在地上再有 财富再有权力，到死亡这边所有都没有了。
What? No matter how much wealth or power we have on earth, when we die, that is the end.
任何的信仰都是到死为止。
All beliefs end in death.
不论你信什么
，No matter what you believe in,
都是到死为止。
They all end in death.
我们有没有什么听到过死里复活这种说法
？Have we heard about to be resurrected?
只有基督信仰讲到从死里复活。
There's only only the Christians only in Christ there is resurrection.
这是我们信仰的根基。
That is the foundation of our belief.
只有耶稣基督被钉十字架，三天后从死里复活。
Only our Lord Jesus when he was crucified on the cross, and in 3 days he was resurrected 3 days later that he was able to overcome death.
说到那个死里复活，可能我们听起来觉得好像是神话吧？怎么会是真的呢？
When we hear of to be resurrected, to resurrect from the dead, that seems like a fantasy.
确实有一些没有信主的人，他要去验证这个死里复活到底是真的还是假的。
So there are some non-believers who wanted to go about and prove whether or not to be resurrected is possible.
所以有人就写了一本书叫名字叫《铁证待判》。
Someone wrote a book.
然后呢，这个人他里边讲了非常多了，我现在没有时间跟大家具体的分享这个本书。
So he discussed many points in this book.
但是就是很奇妙的是，这个人原来是不信主、不信耶稣的，他写了这本书之后。很多研究之后，他成为基督徒，他相信耶稣基督是从死里复活。
So he wrote this book and attacked it on many points. And after he spent all his time writing this book, eventually he came to believe that it was actually possible. He came to be a believer.
这个人是做了700多小时的研究之后。
So after 700 hours or so of research that this individual did,
他得出的结论就是说，耶稣的复活若不是最邪恶。最恶毒最无情的一场骗局企图欺骗蒙蔽人类的思想那么它就是历史上所发生过最奇妙的一件事
So the author's conclusion was that if Jesus' resurrection it's either the most cruelest lie and the greatest lie or it was the greatest miracle
所以他后来 他当然他成为基督徒他相信耶稣了他就相信这件事是事实是没有办法改变，是历史上发生过的事实。
And through this, he came to be a believer and believed that it was the truth.
然后另外有本书叫《重审耶稣》，同样是讲到耶稣从死里复活。
And another book speaks of also Jesus being resurrected.
因为耶稣基督从死里复活因为他把他这个复活的生命赐给了我们，所以我们才能够胜过罪，才能够靠着这个生命能够。有这个盼望
And because he was able to overcome death and therefore we have hope
有很多的例子可以见证耶稣基督从死里复活
And there are many examples that can testify to his resurrection
我想我们没有信主之前会受到世界上有很多东西的影响我们有的时候不知不觉就有这个因为我们里边有时候会有苦读也会有骂人就外面表现
So before we come to know the Lord we have a lot of We're impacted by society, so we have a lot of bitterness. Maybe we'll criticize others.
很多弟兄姐妹他见证信了主之后，他没有办法再骂人了。
And so there are many brothers and sisters after they come to know the Lord, they don't criticize others.
骂人这个事情从他身上就慢慢消除了。
And this is something that just disappears from their life.
我自己本人也有这样的经历。
I also had this experience.
我们在信主之前，我都不知道，我觉得骂人没有什么，大家都这么说，我也这么说。
And so I felt that there's nothing wrong, you know, to criticize others because that's what everyone does.
但你信了主之后呢，就神在里边就慢慢的，就会改变你，就觉得骂不出口。
And so when you after you trust in the Lord, so you don't really feel like cursing anymore.
这些骂人的脏话在我们脑子里已经消除了。
So we don't, you know, we don't curse anymore.
已经不再有这个概念了。
And you don't feel like the need to curse.
还有那个戒烟戒毒。
And also smoke and drink.
很多弟兄姐妹可以见证，原来吸烟的，因着信了主，主给他这个复活的生命，烟慢慢也就戒掉了。
So many people, brothers and sisters, can testify that after they came to know the Lord, they quit smoking or quit drinking.
靠自己是没有任何办法。
Possible by our own.
还有戒毒
and also to be free from drugs.
现在外面很多戒毒所
There are many rehab centers all across.
但是其实我们不知道那些吸毒人的他们的痛苦。
But we don't know the difficulties of being a drug addict.
有些吸毒人上了瘾之后，戒毒所来来回回进去出来，进去出来，好多次都没办法帮他戒掉。
We don't know the pain and the challenge that there are many addicts who are in and out of the rehabs all the time.
感谢主，他们信了耶稣之后，主就把他们彻底从上把这个毒瘾给去掉。
And thank the Lord that when they come to know the Lord, that He is able to deliver them from.
我们家里边的夫妻关系同样如此。
Likewise for relationship at home between
husband and wife. 我刚才讲过，我们夫妻之间有问题，我们指头总是指向对方。
When you have a problem with your spouse, you are always pointed at your.
我们不会谦卑下来。
Person.
所以你可以看到有很多夫妻生活家庭当中一直吵一直吵架，几十年还是吵架。
You see a lot of couples that they argue and argue for
没有安息，没有平安。
And there's no peace there's at home.
但是当他们接受主之后，信了耶稣之后，
But when they came to know the Lord and received,
基督的平安进到他们家里边，进到他们的心中。
And the peace of Christ enters into their house.
他们遇见问题不会再把指头指向对方。
When they're faced with problems, they're no longer pointing at each other.
神光照他们，他们自己在主面前谦卑下来。
They're no longer accusing each other, but they humble themselves before.
他们可以改变了。
And they change.
一方被改变，另外一方再想骂他，骂来骂去，好像骂一个死人一样，也不会再骂下去了。
And when one person doesn't argue or anymore, and you know becomes, they stop.
有很多弟兄姐妹没有信主之前看世界是灰色的。
There are also believers, brothers and sisters who before they saw the world as very gray.
任何东西对他来说都没有任何的兴趣。
Very, I would say very depressing, or that they have no, they don't desire anything.
但他们只要简单的相信耶稣，接受了主之后，他们生命发生改变。
But after they come to know the Lord, their life changes.
他们看世界是彩色的。
They start seeing the world as
该有什么颜色就是什么颜色。
And whatever color it is, it is.
他们才看见这世界是这么的美丽，世界那么的丰富。
And they come to see how beautiful the world is.
我记得有个姐妹也分享过，她有一个好朋友，原来是很忧郁，性格非常内向。
And so a sister once shared with us that his friend was depressed and was very quiet.
但是很多年之后呢，当他在遇见这个朋友的时候，发现他整个人被改变过来了。
But many years later, they find that this person changed.
那个他的好朋友就跟他分享，因为是耶稣基督改变了我。
And the person shared that because Jesus helped.
因为他有一次在一个路上看到一本书，书名是写的《道路、真理和生命》。
And so this person saw a book that says.The way, the life, and truth.
他就被这个东西所吸引。
And so he was attracted to this.
他就接受了主耶稣。
And they accepted Christ.
就得到了主耶稣的复活的生命。
And received the resurrected life of Christ.
他这个人就完全被改变过来。
And this person was changed.
所以主耶稣就是我们的道路、真路、真理和生命。不借着他，没有人可以到父那里去。
So he is our way, our life, and our truth, and only through him can we.
所以因为有这样主耶稣的复活，从死里复活，我们活在世上才有盼望。
Only because of his resurrection do we have hope in this world.
在以弗所书的第二章十二到第十三节。
Ephesians chapter 2, 12 to 13.
他说我们原来活在世上，我们那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，所应许的旧约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
That you were at the time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of the promise, having no hope and without God in the world.
那我想，我们会讲到我们中国人在中国，如果我们有亲人去世的时候，我们会参加他们的葬礼。
So if we have a family in China that we, when they pass on, we attend their funerals.
我们在美国。我们如果是基督徒的话，有基督徒去世了，我们会参加他们的追思聚会。
So when they pass on, we believers we attend their funeral.
但是这两个是完全不一样的。
So the funeral of a believer and a funeral back in China is very different.
我自己在国内唯一一次参加过追悼会，是我外公去世参加的追悼会。
So the only one that I attended back in China was my grandfather's.
我想我们参加过的都有，国内追悼会参加过都有体会。
So I think we all have the same experience when we attended.
那个环境啊，你是不想哭，他要让你逼你哭出来啊。
That circumstance is that even if you don't want to cry, but everyone pressures you.
它充满了压抑和悲痛的回忆。
There's a lot of pain and sorrow in those environments.
然后呢，常常是葬礼啊，葬礼是越风光，花钱越多，你哭得越响，说明你子女越孝顺父母。
So basically, it's the funeral's procession is the more money you spend, the better it is, and the more you cry, the better, the more you honor.
我想我们啊，有过这样经历的人都不会再参加，不想参加再下一个追悼会。
I think if you had this experience, you probably don't like to attend funerals.
但有的时候也是没有办法，我们一个个参加，直到我们自己最后我们自己的追悼会。
But oftentimes we don't have a choice, and all the way until we're not.
但是呢，啊，因着如果你相信主耶稣，我们基督徒的追思聚会就是完全不一样的情况。
But if you ever attended a Christian's funeral, it's a very different experience.
今年啊，有一个啊老布什总统，他的太太啊去过世了。
So Barbara Bush, the wife of the George,
他们都是基督徒。
So she passed away this year, and she was a Christian.
她的追思聚会是在一个教堂里举行的。
And her funeral was in a church.
啊，我看到一篇中文的报道，中文记者写的报道。
I saw an article written in a Chinese journal.
他是怎么说的？他说，看过的人不禁要惊叹，在葬礼方面，原来中西方的观念。有着如此巨大的差别。
And what they wrote was that those who saw the funeral are amazed by the tremendous difference between the East and the West.
他说，悲痛不是主题，轻松与和谐成为主调。
And that sorrow was not the focus, but to be relieved and joy is the.
那些宾客们呢，都开心的去参加这些追思聚会。
And the people attended, they were joyful.
然后欢聚在这场葬礼上
，and they were all gathered in this in this funeral.
然后这个中文记者就写到，一切都让媒体大开眼界，原来葬礼可以办成这样啊
！And it truly shocked the Chinese, and that this is how funerals are done.
然后那些宾客们怎么样啊？一起高声唱赞美诗
，and all the people sang praise and worship songs.
然后用温情幽默的方式。啊，回忆并且庆祝这个布什总统太太的一生。
And they use they celebrate her life and joy.
所以这个媒体报道说，啊，令人感叹的是，布什太太的儿子在追悼词当中没有任何的悲哀的言语，而且充满了家庭亲情的回忆、欢乐、幽默和敬意。
So in regards to her son, who is President Bush.The younger. So there was no pain, there was no sorrow, but he remembered her life in joy and humor, and it was very endearing.
然后他回忆起母亲生前种种点滴小事，还所说的话，引起了全场的一阵阵的笑声。
And the things that he remembered often caused the people to laugh.
所以那个记者说，这是一场充满温情、充满回忆、充满欢乐的一场葬礼。
So remembrance. It wasn't a funeral so much, but more of a remembrance that's filled with warmth and joy and humor.
So 那个记者还是在说，葬礼竟然可以办成这样。
And the journal said that this they just could not imagine that this a funeral could be done in such a way.
我想这个不是因为中西方文化的差异。
I don't think this is matter between the East and the West from a cultural standpoint.
这是因为我们基督信仰的缘故。
But it's whether or not we trust in Him.
如果我们没有信仰，我们对死者的态度就是永别了，再见了，不能再见了。
If we have no faith in Him, then our concept of death is that is the end, that is forever goodbye.
这是我们悲伤的原因。
That would be the reason for our utmost sorrow.
不可能再见了。
And that we can never ever see that individual again.
但是因着基督的信仰。
But if you trust in Jesus,
我们可以说再见。将来有一天，我们还要再相聚。
If you say goodbye, that means one day in the future, we two shall see each other again.
而且死去的人，他是去了一个比现在更好的地方。
And the person who passes is actually going to a place that is better than here.
今年有一个弟兄也是大家比较熟悉的一个弟兄去世了。
And so a brother who is also we're familiar with also passed away recently.
然后他在去世前他写了一段话。
So before he passed away, he said this.
他说有一天你们将会听到读到我死了。你们一个字也不要相信。我比现在活得还好，我只是换了地址，我已经去到神的永远同在里。
So, someday you will read or hear that Billy Graham is dead. Don't believe a word of it. I shall be more alive than I am now. I will just have changed my address. I will have gone into the presence of God.
所以我们圣经里说，我们世人如果我们没有耶稣基督信仰，我们活在世上就是。没有指望，没有神的。
If we do not know him, then we are living without hope here.
但是因着耶稣基督的复活，如果我们接受这个信仰，我们就不一样。
But if we accept his resurrection and we accept him, then our life will be different.
那我想我们世人如果没有信主的话，我们遇见死亡东西，或者跟死亡相关的东西，我们都是什么？害怕。
If we do not know him, then when we're faced with death, we're faced with fear.
我们都是怕死。
We're afraid of dying.
因为死是咒诅。
For death is a curse.
我原来没有在国内还没有出国之前。
So before I came to America when I was still in
China. 那时候流行的一句口头禅。
There was a very popular phrase.
不知道现在是不是还流行。就看见人就会说你去死啊。
So when you see someone, you say, go die.
这个就是我们，这死是一种咒诅。
So death is a curse.
我们每个人都是没有办法回避，都是怕死。
That's not something that we can avoid, and it's something everyone is afraid of.
甚至我们家里边呢，如果这个挂了相片，如果外面有这个黑白一圈的东西，一圈黑的东西，你说不要挂，这个不吉利。
So oftentimes when we hang pictures at home, if you're hanging with a border that's black, and people will say, "Don't hang that because that's not a that's bad luck."
但是在美国其实是一种艺术啊。如果你黑白照片的话，那是一种艺术。但是中国人可能认为这个。不吉利，不要挂。
So for the Chinese people, actually, they don't like to hang black and white pictures because that's unlucky. But in the U.S. here, it's a form of expression.
所以实在死是一种咒诅，我们每个人都是怕死。
So death is a curse, and every one of us is afraid of death.
但是耶稣基督他借着死败坏了掌死权的。
But our Lord Jesus, by his, he overcame death.
并且释放我们这些一生因怕死而做奴仆的人。
And he freed us.Who are afraid of death and who are slaves to death, to sin.
所以我们遇见死亡跟世人是不一样的态度。
So when we're faced with death, it's different for us.
所以感谢主，而且很多信主人在快要离世的时候，那个态度表现出的态度跟世人是完全不一样的。
And also thank the Lord that when many believers when they're departing, their attitude towards their death, imminent death, is very different.
他们非常的安息
They're very peaceful.
非常的平静
they're peaceful.
因为他们有盼望
Because they have hope.
他们不是等死
They're not waiting for death.
他们乃是等复活
They're waiting for resurrection.
等主耶稣再来
They're waiting for his coming.
那我想另外复活我们有这个复活生命另外一个表现就是饶恕
And I think aside from resurrection, the other is forgiveness.
我想我们活在世上我们遇到一些情况，如果别人得罪我们，我们的表现是什么样的
？And so when someone has wronged us, what is our response?
我们就是以牙还牙，以眼还眼。
Our response is that an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
你让我痛苦一个星期，我让你痛苦一个月。
If you hurt me for a week, I will hurt you for a month.
我们不懂得饶恕。
We do not understand forgiveness.
我们也不会饶恕。
Nor are we capable of forgiving.
我们没有那个饶恕的能力。
We have no ability to forgive others.
但是呢，不能饶恕谁最痛苦呢
？But if we don't forgive, who is hurt the most?
如果我不能饶恕别人
，If I cannot forgive someone,
最痛苦是我自己。
The person who is hurt the most is myself.
我里面有恨。
I have hate within.
我没办法让我这个恨去掉。
I cannot take away the hate in my heart.
我只能跟世人一样，采取的办法就是以牙还牙，以眼还眼。要把我这个恨发泄出去。
The only thing I can do is to express my hatred.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
感谢耶稣，他在十字架上所做成那个救恩。
But thank him that he accomplished salvation on the cross.
以弗所书的第二章十四到十五节。
Ephesians chapter 2, 12 to 14.
以弗所书第二章十四到十五，他说：“因他使我们和睦，这个他就是指耶稣，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，我要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。”
For he is our peace, who made both one and break down the middle wall of partition, having abolished in the flesh the enmity, even the law of the commandments contained in ordinances, that he might create in himself of the two one new man.
十六节，既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好。
And might reconcile them both in one body unto God through the cross, having slain the enmity.
所以他耶稣基督在十字架上已经解决了那个罪的问题。
So Jesus resolved the problem of sin on the cross.
他自己就是和睦，就是和平。
He himself is peace.
他也能够使人和平。
He causes people, man to be
使人和睦。
Causes relationships to be reconciled.
所以十五、十六节里边讲到两次那个冤仇。
And so in 14 and 15, you speak twice of the enmity.
冤仇其实就是敌意。
Enmity is to be enemies.
所以他把那个敌意，把那个恨已经去掉了。
And so he took away the hate that is in those. In there.
所以信耶稣的人里边没有恨。
So in those who believe in him have no hate.
靠着耶稣基督的十字架的救恩，我们可以把恨去掉。
And by the cross we can take away hate.
我讲一个真实的故事。
Let me give you a true story.
离我们这边不远，在宾州有一个社区叫 Amish County.
So in not far from us here in Pennsylvania, there's an Amish country.
有那些人就叫阿米什人。
So there, the Amish lives there.
在若干年之前，发生了一场凶杀案。
So several years ago, there was a murder.
在那是一个真实的凶杀案。
It was a true story.
一个凶手，那个凶手不是阿米什人。
The killer was not Amish.
进入一个他们这个阿米什人的学校。
The killer went into an Amish school.
枪杀了五个六到十三岁的小女孩。
Shot and killed five, six to 13 year old.
另外有五个。同样年龄的女孩受伤。
And there were five others who were injured.
这是一个非常悲惨的事情，因为这些女孩都是无辜的。
This is such a tragedy because all those little girls were innocent.
Amish 人呢也是基督徒。
Amish are also Christians.
但是惨案发生之后。
But after the tragedy.
一个完全不同的，完全世人都想不到的故事发生。
Very unexpected story happened.
这个失去是他们自己的亲人。
That happened to their relatives.
但是 Amish 人没有任何的责备。
Sorry, they were they could not believe that such a tragedy happened to their relatives.
他们没有把指头指向那个凶手。
But they did not point their fingers at the killer.
他们也没有找律师去开一个新闻发布会。
And they didn't seek out to get lawyers and did a press conference.
他们却向这个凶手的家属表示同情和恩典。
They expressed condolence and towards the family of the killer.
在那个凶手的家属还没有道歉之前，
even before the family of the killer apologized,
阿米什人他们就第一时间选择饶恕。
The first thing they did was to choose forgiveness.
一个被杀的女孩的祖父，在那个案发当天下午，就对自己家里人说：“我们不要有恨，我们不要去指责这个凶手，我们对凶手要表示饶恕。”
So the grandfather of one of the girls that was killed that very day in the afternoon told his family that we should not hate that individual, we should express our forgiveness.
甚至同一天这个阿米什人甚至去这个凶手家里边去安慰这个凶手的家属。
Even the same day, they went to the family of the killer to comfort them.
这个凶手是自杀，在案发当天他也就自杀了。
The killer also took his own life on that very day.
所以阿米什人他不仅是考虑到他们自己家里边的损失，也考虑到这凶手家里边同样失去亲人。
So not only did they consider their own loss, but also consider the loss of the other family.
他们还甚至还为这个凶手来募捐，凶手的家属来募捐。
And they also donated to the family of that person.
并且邀请这个凶手的家属出席他们自己一个去世一个被杀女孩的葬礼。
And they also invited the family to the funeral of one of the girls.
他们自己也出席这个葬礼。
They too also
出席这个凶手的葬礼。
They too also showed up at the funeral of the killer.
他们出席凶手葬礼的人数超过这个 在这个葬礼上非 Amish 人人数。
So, those who showed up, the Amish families that showed up at the killer's funeral was far greater than those who were not.
这个就震惊了世界。
And this shocked everyone.
因为这不是我们本身人的本性所有的这个性情。
This is not something that's natural to us.
后来一个受伤的女孩，她后来回忆说。
So one of the injured girls remembered and said this.
她说失去生命的五个女孩当中。
She said that the five girls who lost their life.
有一个十三岁的女孩对凶手说。
There's a 13-year-old girl who said to the killer.
Shoot me first, 先朝我开枪，让其他女孩走。
Shoot me first and let the other girls go.
然后另外一个女孩，七岁的女孩。
7-year-old girl said.
她对凶手，她知道凶手会对她开枪。
So she knew that she was going to be shot.
仍然对凶手说，我会为你祷告。
Even though she said to the killer that I will pray for you.
就让一个被杀女孩的母亲，她原来是不太能饶恕的，但她听到这个故事之后，她里边任何的障碍都去掉了，她后来就能够完全饶恕那个凶手。
So one of the mothers could not forgive, but after she heard the story, she too came to forgive.
所以爱美士人在爱和恨之间选择了爱。
So between love and hate, these people choose love.
饶恕让他们心里面没有恨。
They forgive, so they forgave, so their heart is no longer filled with hate.
这个过程不是容易的。
This process is not something that we're.
他们里边也有很多的挣扎。
There was a lot of. It's not easy. It's a tremendous struggle.
也不表示他们不伤心。
Nor does it represent that they're does it show that they're not sad.
所以后来有人问他，问这些 Amish 人说，凶手家属还没有道歉，还没有认错，你们就饶恕他吗？
So later on, someone said to them that this family never apologized, and you have already forgiven them.
他们的回答很简单。
Their answer was very simple.
饶恕是从敞开的心而来。
They said that forgiveness comes from an open heart.
饶恕是没有条件的。
Forgiveness is unconditional.
我想这个饶恕的力量的来源。
And where does this power of forgiveness come from?
不是从我们本身而来的。
It does not come from us.
我们本身没有这个饶恕的力量。
We don't have this power of forgiveness.
他们这个饶恕乃是从神而来。
Their forgiveness comes from God.
从耶稣而来的。
From Jesus.
因为当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候。
Because when Jesus was crucified on the cross.
他是没有罪的，他也是无辜的。
He is without sin and he is also innocent.
只有罪人才该受那个罪的刑罚，才该被钉在十字架上。
Only the criminals deserve to be crucified on the cross.
但耶稣说。
But Jesus said,
父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不知道。
He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
所以，主耶稣实在是我们的救主。
So Jesus is truly our Savior.
除他以外，没有别的拯救。
Outside of him, there is no salvation.
天下人间也没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠他得救。
And there is no other name by which we can be saved.
那怎么样才能够得到这个？救恩呢？这个宝贵的救恩呢
？But how can we receive this precious salvation？
啊，所以我们刚才读的那个圣经，啊，神的国近了，当悔改，信福音。
And just as we read in the beginning of verses that the kingdom of God is near, repent and believe in Him。
啊，我们只要简单的愿意相信，愿意接受主，相信就是接受他。
We only need to believe and trust in Him。
就能够接受他到我们的心里边来。
And we need to accept Him into our heart。
啊，我们的心如果出来碰他一下。我们就能够得救。
If we only need to touch him, and we'll be saved.
非常简单。
It is very simple.
我们不需要做任何的事情。
We need not do more.
啊，不是因为我们有什么好。
It is not because we're good.
我们只要愿意相信他。
We only need to trust him.
他就能够来拯救我们。
And he will save us.
他就能够成为我们的主。
He will be our savior.
啊，所以我们刚才一开始读的圣经，天国近了，神的国近了。
And for we read that the kingdom of God is near.
啊，我们如果愿意相信他，愿意接受耶稣做我们的救主，我们就能够成为神的儿女。
If we are willing to accept him as our Lord and Savior, then we will become his children.
啊，我们就能够进入他的国度。
We can enter into his kingdom.
所以神爱我们。
So therefore he loved us.
他是巴不得拯救我们。
And he desires to save us.
他是愿意万人得救的。
He desires to save all.
神愿意，我们愿意吗？
If he is willing, but are we willing?
你愿意吗
？Are you willing?
啊，我们的相信非常简单，我们只要心里边相信，口里承认就能够得救。
It is very simple for us. We only need to believe in our hearts and proclaim with our mouth.
所以我想问在座的朋友们。
So I want to ask the friends who are sitting amongst us.
如果你现在愿意相信耶稣，愿意接受他作为你个人生命的救主。
If you're willing to receive him and accept him as your Lord and Savior.
可以请你把手举一下吗？
Can you please raise your hand?
这个救恩是非常宝贵。
So this is, the salvation is very precious.
现在是一个好的机会。
Now is a good opportunity.
天国近了，我们要悔改。
For the kingdom is near and we should repent.
神的国近了，我们也当悔改。
So the, God's kingdom is near and we should repent.
我们不要再迟疑。
Let us not delay.
这是一个非常好的机会。
This is a very good opportunity.
我们唱一首诗歌。
Let us sing a hymn.
诗歌。627首。
627。
好，我们一起来。被罪压害人人情郎，救主充满爱怜，好求你安逸心怀，只要心坦言，只要心他，只要心再要信他，他要求你，他要求你，现在要求你，耶稣为此吩咐，已经流出宝血，你若头次烛红全雨，你的洁白如雪，只要信他，只要信他，现在要信他，他要求你，他要求你，现在要求你，进入安息，立即相信，不再迟疑，必得永生福气。只要信他，只要信他，现在要信他，他要求你，他要求你，现在要求你，来啊，加入这个生活，从往荣耀之王，美丽天成无忧，只愿永享，只要信他，只要信他，现在要信他，他要救你，他要救你，现在要救你。 好，我们大家低头闭眼睛。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
我想在祷告之前，我还是想问一下在座的今天来的朋友们，刚才举手的朋友们，如果你们愿意相信耶稣基督，愿意在心里边接受他作为我们个人生命的救主，请你再次把手举一下。
So I want to ask the friends, or if anyone, you know, if you're willing to accept our Lord and trust in Him, please raise your hand.
这个实在是非常宝贵的救恩。
This is a very precious salvation.
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
The kingdom is near, and shall repent.
天国近了，我们应当悔改。
For the kingdom is near that we shall repent.
天国近了，不要再迟疑。
And so, for the kingdom is near, do not delay.
神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。
And the kingdom of God is near, and they shall trust in the gospel.
耶稣随时都可以回来，再来审判世界。
He can come back at any time and judge this world.
使一切信他的能够进入永生，一切不信的则要受到永远的刑罚。
And all those who trust in Him shall enter eternal life, and all those who does not shall enter into judgment.
所以今天是一个机会。
For today is an opportunity.
我们盼望耶稣能够把他悔改的心和赦罪的恩也赐给我们。
We pray that He will give us a heart of repentance.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的。
If we For He is righteous and He is holy.
他必赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And for He surely will forgive us of our sins and wash away our unrighteousness.
我们每一个人都是有罪的。
And for we are all sinners.
都是在神面前。我们如果我们愿意承认我们自己是罪人，愿意相信耶稣基督。
If we're willing to accept ourselves as sinners and to trust in Him.
这罪在我们身上也是非常大的权势。
And may His power come upon us.
我们靠自己都没有办法胜过罪。
For we ourselves are unable to overcome sin.
但是耶稣可以救我们脱离这些。
But He is able to help us overcome this.
我们只要愿意简单的相信，愿意接受他。
We only need to simply trust and believe in Him.
所以今天是一个很好的机会。
So today is a very good opportunity.
不要再等。
Do not delay.
如果你愿意的话，就请你把手举一下。
So if you're willing, please raise your hand.
神是一直在等我们。
God is waiting for us.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
他不愿意我们沉沦。
He desires not us to be lost.
他愿意亲自来救我们。
He is willing. He wants to save us.
他愿意为我们付上罪的代价。
He willingly pay the price of sin.
愿意在十字架上为我们流血舍命。
He willingly shed his blood on the cross for us.
他就是要来救我们。
And because he wants to save us.
如果我们愿意接受他。
If we're willing to accept him.
在他那边没有任何的难处。
In him there is no difficulty.
所以如果我们将我们的心打开。
If we open our hearts.
愿意接受他进来。
If we allow him to enter.
他就能够成为我们的救主。
He will be our savior.
他就能够改变我们。
He can change us.
他已经在很多的人身上做这个奇妙的改变的工作。
He has already done his amazing work in many.
今天就是一个很好的机会。
And today is a good opportunity.
如果有愿意的话，还是请可以把手举一下。
So if you're willing, you can raise your hand.
好，我圣经上是说如果心里相信，口里承认就可以。就可以接受他作为我们个人的救主。
The Bible says that if we believe in our hearts and we proclaim with our mouth, then we can be His children.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's bow our head when we're.
如果你愿意的话
，If you're willing,
就可以我说一句，你也跟着我一起祷告。
You can follow me in prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣
，Dear Lord Jesus,
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们在你面前
Before you,
我们也承认
we also acknowledge
我是个罪人
that I am a sinner,
我需要悔改来认识你
that I need to repent and come to know you,
这个罪在我身上实在有很大的能力
power has tremendous power in our lives,
我靠自己没有办法
I am powerless in myself,
没有办法脱离这个罪
I am powerless to escape from sin,
但是你爱我们。
But you love us.
你不定我们的罪。
You condemn. You do not condemn our sins.
你来要拯救我们。
You came to save us.
你来就是要除掉我们的罪。
You came to take away our sins.
我谢谢你。
I thank you.
我现在愿意。
I'm willing.
接受。
To accept.
你作为我个人的救主。
To accept you as my personal savior.
我愿意相信你。
I'm willing to believe in you.
请你现在就住在我的里面。
Please dwell in me.
让我能够成为神的儿女。
So that I can be a son of God.
我只要简单的相信。
I only need to simply believe.
我不要做任何的事情。
I need not do anything else.
你就是照着我的本相来拣选我。
And you, may you save me as I am.
谢谢你这样的爱我。
Thank you for loving me in this way.
为我死。
And for dying for me.
你要带领我走前面的道路。
For you shall lead me in the path ahead.
我们这样的感谢赞美。
We thank and praise you.
都是奉主耶稣的名。
In our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 好。